Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say what's going on this beautiful Saturday. Y'all, it is so gorgeous outside. I can just run up and down the street. Just, I don't know how. But anyway, hey, last week on the show, I had upcoming R&B artist. I had Day Corinday. He was promoting his new joint called Automatic. So I'm hoping to run into him next year at the BT Awards. But before I get to all that, I want to thank my listeners for supporting me as my platform continues to build. But, you know, next week on the show, it's going to be a woman empowerment show, y'all. Next week on the show, we're going to have Danica Patrick, y'all. Y'all remember her? It's going to be a lot of girl empowerment on the show. But today on the show, it's all about Mr. Angelo Christian, y'all. Or if you're renting, you're tired of renting, you want to own your own home, hey, going to have him on the show, chopping it up, talking about some pointers. But before I get to him, got my girl MJ rolling with me today. What's up, MJ? What's going on, girl?
What's up? How you been?
I've been good. What's going on over there on that side of town?
Nothing much. Nothing much. Just living life.
I know that's right. Well, today is the day that you are going to have to listen to the interview, because since you are refinancing and moving, I want you on this side of town, right?
Not.
Come on now. You don't need to stay over there in Richmond.
No. West side. Thank you.
You're a mess. So what's going on, girl? Well, you know, John Witherspoon passed away. That was kind of upsetting. I wonder what happened with him.
Well, from what I've heard, it was a cardiac arrest, but, you know, nothing has really been put out there. You know, I heard it from a couple of blogs that it was cardiac arrest, because, I mean, he died suddenly. He wasn't sick or anything, and they said he was still doing comedy shows and had some movies and stuff on the horizon, so it doesn't seem like he was slowing down, but sometimes life just happens like that. But rest in peace. You know, he was funny. That was my boy.
I know. That was really shocking when I woke up to the news and saw that. I was like, wow. What you think about that, Isaiah, Mr. Witherspoon passing away?
Well, we all got to go sometime. And he went so soon.
There he go.
Probably with salt.
I'm going to have to impeach him.
Oh.
He off the show. Well, what you think about the Houston Astros? Congrats our Astros. They at least gave us a division win, right?
Right. It's all good.
Right,
second place.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't always, you know, the last thing, but I do appreciate them. You know, I couldn't have done it in a lot of games.
A lot of running, too.
Yeah, a lot of running.
You think you could have did that in front of
the
NFL?
I was tired watching that last
game. Lord. MJ?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I love baseball, so.
I know. Well, I don't like baseball, but I'm glad they brought it back.
Yeah, it was just a weird series everybody won on the road, you know. Nobody won at home.
I don't know. Well, MJ, thank you for rolling with me today, my dear.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all, going to drop one joint, and then I'm going to chop it up with Mr. Angelo Christian. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here, and I guess Isaiah, too. I'm going to let him hang a little bit on Open Talk, too. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk, too. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk, too. I'm Julio with the flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
All right. Got glass from the past.
All right. Got Mr. Angelo Christian up in here in the building. What's going on, Mr. Christian? How are you?
Hey. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so honored and grateful to be here.
Oh, I am so ecstatic because I've been getting emails since I posted everything. So people want to know why
yeah.
it is so important to keep your credit up and
yeah.
why do so many people rent instead of owning their own home?
Well, right. It's a great question. And first off, I want to say that obviously I'm very grateful, you know, to be on your show. And I come with a very important message because, you know, home ownership is the hallmark. It's the central theme of life. You know, you have your family in your home. You have your holidays that you spend with your home. You know, 60% of your life is in your house. And
mm-hmm.
in America, there's a lot of people that they are stuck renting and they're not aware of how credit works, how banks operate, the requirements to get a loan. And so, you know, if you guys don't know who I am, I've been in the mortgage industry for over, you know, 15 years and helped tens of thousands of Americans all over the country to get into a home. And really that's how we're different, where the banks are saying no, we're trying to
mm-hmm.
figure out how to say yes and help people to get into a home, because we're all about, you know, the highest level that anyone can achieve in their life, going to that, you know, next level of home ownership. And because that's the whole thing about life, is that you want to live at the apex and you want to be free. You don't want to be wasting money on rent. People call us, I had a person call me today, they're spending $3,200 a month on rent. That's $40,000
wow.
a year that she could own her own home. And she's like, well, look,
yep.
my bank said I need the 20% down. I don't have the money for the down payment, Angelo. Can you help me? And
right.
so there's a lot of people out there. And so my message today is to tell all you guys out there that you can own a home and that you do deserve to own a house. And, you know, you need to think twice because life goes by so fast. And, you know, you got to get with the right company to help you, to get you into position
Absolutely.
With your credit, with whatever you need for income or for the loan to qualify. Because a lot of banks, the way they are, I mean, let's face it, they're very stuck up. If you don't have 740 credit and 20% down, they don't want to deal with you.
Right. And that's the message I also want to, you know, make sure people understand. There are so many different layers of owning your own home, you know, as far as building your credit, making sure
right.
you know what you do, follow the right program, like as far as your program. And that's what I was telling people. Once I posted that you were going to be on the show, and people was asking, hey, how did you get that home? And I was like, you know, listen to the show today, and then he can give you some information.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell them where to find you if they want to own
right.
their own home.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, not only am I the CEO of the company, you work with me directly, and you can always call us. We're based out of Houston, Texas. You call me, I'll answer the phone. Like, it's Saturday, 5:40 p.m. I'm over here with you. I'm not over at a restaurant or hanging out. You know, I'm here to help people and serve. I've been working all day with customers all over the country. You can always call me at 832-431-6331. Here at the office, or you can check out our website at officialangelochristian.com. But, you know, the thing is that not just going to the website, I got to talk to you. I have to really understand your situation. Like when you go to the doctor, you know, you
right.
have to explain to the doctor what's going on. I got to know what's going on with you, where you're at, and figure out how to bridge that gap, whether that's credit, income, the property, whatever it is, to figure out how to get you the funding. You know, we're a direct lender, you know, we are a bank, we make loans to people. But how we're different is, you know, I grew up and the reason why, just to talk on this, Cindy, real quick, you know, I grew up in the city of Houston. Yeah. I just want to talk on it because it's an important topic, because people
right,
are like, well,
absolutely.
why do you do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up very poor, on the streets of Houston. So my mother and father never owned a home, and we rented for our whole life. And so I never knew when I was growing up as a kid, never knew what it was like to own a house. And, you know, struggled very, very hard, dropped out of school in the sixth grade, you know. And so I always wanted to give back to people and help them so that they could actually own a house. And before my mother passed away, actually was able to afford to build her home and give her a home as a gift before she passed away. And so part of my intent here on earth is to help people to advance, to get to the highest level possible. Just like the iPhone always has an upgrade, I believe we all have an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we have to go to the next level. And so and helping people to get into a home, you know, is the pinnacle, one of the most important things in life. And so it's a sense of accomplishment. Now, you own a home now, Cindy. How do you feel? How's your life changed?
Oh, my God. It's ecstatic. I love it. I love going
yeah.
through your process, the program, and I never still forget the day that I actually talked to you. You
yeah.
told me, you know, to do this, this, and this. You were the bank, et cetera, so on, and here I am owning my own home, and I love it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You were very professional. Your team was always there for us, so I can just go on and
right.
on and on. So, but absolutely,
yeah.
you know, that's why I wanted you on the show, so you can, you know, share your story and let others know
right.
that they can own their own home. They don't have to rent, and just, you know, I mean, let them know that you have someone out there that can actually push and do what they need to do to help you get your own home.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Isaiah?
Yeah, yeah, because... Isaiah, are you there?
He's here.
I'm here. I'm here. How you doing, Angelo?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
All right. I'm enjoying my house, my man.
Yeah,
very
I
thankful.
Bet you.
Very
you're...
thankful.
Yeah. 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 Well, I, you know, now we got to help other people, right? I mean, that's
right.
That's
absolutely.
The thing. I mean, you know, there's people in California, Washington, Florida, New York. I mean, there's thousands of people out there, and they. You know, they don't know where to go. And I think that's one of the things that, and I think you guys know about this too. There's not like a guide or something out there, like a North Star to help people, to show them how to do it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you find somebody, like it's very, you know, it's kind of mystical, like how to get into a home, how to buy a house, and do it the right way, not get ripped off, not get screwed, not get taken advantage of. And
right.
so, you know, so, and, you know, I just want to be the voice out there. And obviously there's great companies out there. I'm not the only company. There's really good companies out there that can help people. And if you're out there and you feel like in your heart that you deserve more or that you want more out of your life and you're not sure where to go and you don't know what to do, but you say, hey, you know what? I'm over here spending $1,500 a month on rent or on a house, and I want to own my own home. How do I do that, Angelo? Can you show me the way? Can you be my guide? Can you be my mentor to show me how do you do this? Because, you know, I got a good job or I can clearly make the rent, but I don't know what to do. My bank, you know, they won't deal with me because maybe my credit isn't the best. And I don't really know how to get my credit score up. And a lot of people, they waste thousands of dollars on, you know, credit repair companies that really don't do anything. So, you know, we want to be there for you as your friend, as your counselor, as your financial advisor, as your lender, you know, to help you to get into a home, you know, because.
So let me ask you, do you have time to take a couple of calls?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay, so let me take one. Let's see.
Sure.
Hi, this is Cindy. You're on Open Talk 2. Are you calling in regarding of buying a home?
Yes, I am.
Hi, okay,
hey,
go ahead.
How are you?
I have Mr. Smith on the phone.
I'm okay. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good, man. Who am I talking to?
My name is Laura.
Hey, Laura. My name is Angelo. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking. Just have a
yes,
quick
ma'am.
Question.
Sure.
I'm going to be a first-time buyer next year, looking to buy
okay.
a home next year. And I really don't have any credit established. So could you kind of tell me what it is I need to do, or is there some type of, you know, what I need to kind of start looking at first to get my credit built up for that?
Absolutely. So obviously the first thing we want to do, Laura, is, you know, assess your situation, see exactly where you're at with your credit. There's a lot of things that you can do to add trade lines, either revolving or installment lines of credit onto your profile. One of the things that when you're buying a home, what the banks look at is all of us have three credit scores reporting from Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. And so the banks look at the middle credit score. That's what they care about. Okay, let's say that you have a 580, a 600, and a 620. They look at the 600 credit score to make the decision to determine what interest rate to give you, how much to qualify you for. And so one of the things that banks like is to see a person that has established credit or trade lines. And so a lot of times if you're newly starting out and you have a thin credit report, for like a clean slate, banks get a little bit nervous to make a loan to you because they don't know how you're going to repay the debt, right? One of the things that you want to do is the first thing I do, and I have a podcast on this, and I highly recommend that you check that out, but is to add it's a secured credit card. It's a guaranteed credit card approval to add that onto your credit to boost up your credit score. Typically, when you add a revolving credit account, it'll boost your credit score up like by at least 100 points. Now, the other thing also is very powerful to do, Laura, is if instead of a secure credit card, if you have friends or family that have established credit, they can add you as an authorized user onto their credit account, and that would also boost your credit score big time.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's also a lot of first-time buyers.
So revolving, so like a some type of credit card where,
Well, I'll give you an example. So like the one that is one of our sponsors is firstprogress.com.
Okay.
And that's a bank. It's a bank. They give guaranteed credit card approval. And so you can go there to apply. Or let's say you have a cousin that has a, you know, an Amex or a Visa or a MasterCard, then they can add you onto that account as an authorized user. You actually never get a copy of the credit card, but your credit reporting trade line gets passed on to your credit report and helps to boost up your credit score.
Okay. And you said First Progress?
First, F-I-R-S-T, First Progress.
Okay.
FirstProgress.com.
Right.
And yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because I mean that's the whole thing is that you want to get your credit. The score that you're aiming for, Laura,
mm-hmm.
is a 620
mm-hmm.
credit score. You're aiming for a 620 or higher FICO score. The banks look
okay.
at FICO score 8. They don't look at Vantage. They don't look at, they look at FICO score 8 is what the banks care about. And
okay.
you want to get that. The thing about First Progress that's so powerful is it reports
mm-hmm.
to all three credit bureaus.
Miss Laura, did you get the phone number where you can reach him?
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you have any questions, we're here in Houston. We're in the Galleria, so
okay.
we'd love to talk to you and help you to. Basically, the thing is that Laura, when you're trying to buy a house, it's a very long term process. It doesn't happen overnight, so we have to. Basically have you come by the office, meet with us, sit down, talk with you, and it's basically
mm-hmm.
about planning. You know, it's heavy preparation and getting you into position, getting you ready. So, like you said, you want to close on your house at the beginning of next year. Let's lay out a roadmap, a realistic roadmap to get you into the house.
All right. Well, actually, it's after the summer, so that's why I'm trying to find out what all do I need or what's gonna be needed, right?
Right. So we do that for thousands of people every single year, where whether it's credit
mm-hmm.
or maybe saving money,
okay.
you know, or a combination of the two, or maybe we also do the realty too. We have a lot of brokers that we work with where, let's say that maybe you're not 100% ready right now. We could also do a lease purchase where we put you in the house that you want to buy and you want to close on. I mean, there's so many things that we can do. So,
okay.
but the first thing is like you're making the call today. That's excellent. I got to commend you on taking action because it shows me that you're serious about really owning a home in 2020. You know?
Yeah.
So, but now the next step is, you know, following through and following those steps. There's going to be a roadmap for you that's going to be with, you know, 5 steps on it. You follow those steps.
Okay.
And if you do these things, like Cindy was saying, if you do these things, you will get your home.
Laura, are you still there?
Okay.
Well, just get the information. If you don't have it, give me an email. I mean, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Again, his number is 832-431-6331, and we thank you for calling in the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Take care.
Got one more call. I'm just let you take one more.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi.
Hi, you on OpenTalk2?
Hey.
Yes, this is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
How you doing? I'm looking into buying a home. I'll actually be a first-time home buyer. And I've been hearing things about FHA loans.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is that, and is it worth looking into?
Yeah. So I'm glad. Thank you, Stacy, for reaching out. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Angelo Christian, and I have a pretty large following on social media, and I actually do a lot of podcast on FHA. FHA stands for Federal Housing Administration. It's a government loan that helps people to be able to purchase a home with little to no money down and get access to very low interest rates that are backed by the federal government, but they're made by a bank. Like I have a bank that I've been doing for the last 15 years. And so the major benefit of it is like if you walk into a BB&T or a Regions or a Chase or a Wells Fargo, and you ask for
mm-hmm.
a mortgage to buy a home, you typically have to put 20% down and have a 740 credit score to be considered for a loan because, you know, you're asking to borrow, let's say the average home price of a home in Houston is $200,000. You'd have to put $40,000 down. And so a lot of people aren't in a financial position. In fact, the average person has to save for 13 years for a 20% down payment. That puts a lot of people out of the home buying market, and they stay as renters because they don't have 20% down. So the FHA is here to be able to help you, help me, help everyone here in America to be able to purchase a home, and they don't have to have 20% down. They only need 3.5% down. So that's a massive difference. You don't need 20% down. you only need 3.5% down, and you can get all of your closing costs included as well. So, for example, if you're going to buy – yeah, check this out. If you're going to buy a $200,000 home, the closing costs are usually about $10,000. You can get all of that included, and all you need is just a 3.5% down. That's it. And they'll work with you on – yeah, yeah. So it's a lot different than conventional because let's compare it. Conventional $200,000 home is $40,000 down, but FHA $200,000 home is only $7,000 down. You can own your home. So
It's
a huge difference. Yeah, and they'll work – and they're flexible on the credit requirements. So, like, again, a bank is looking for 700-plus credit, whereas the FHA, I mean, they can go down as low as 580, you know, 600 credit. Okay, maybe you had a bankruptcy, maybe you had some blemishes, that's okay. Just show me that you have the ability to repay the loan. So, and the big thing is that you get a low interest rate. FHA rates are in the 4 or 5% range, and you don't have to pay like a hard money loan like 8 or 9 or 10%. You still get a very low rate because it's backed by the federal government.
Wow, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they're very powerful, though, because that's the benefit of the economy that we live in the United States, that you have the ability to own a home and have something backed by the government with a low interest rate and very little money out of pocket.
Wow, okay. I feel much better now.
Yeah, we'd love to help you, Stacey. If you're looking to get help with buying a house or you need help with your credit, or whatever you're needing to accomplish, we'd love to help you to get you ready for whenever. What's your time frame? When are you looking to buy a house?
Within the next year or so.
Okay. Yeah. That's phenomenal. We'd love to help you. I mean, hey, listen, you deserve to own a home. You only live one life. You can't take the money with you. So
right. You
know, it's better to. That's what my dad. My dad would always tell me, he said, Angelo, it's better to live rich than die rich. You can't take the money with you. So, you definitely, if you're wanting to buy a house, now's a great time, especially in Houston.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much, Stacey. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Stacey, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Angelo. So,
yes, ma'am.
All my callers, I know you guys want to talk to them. Instead of answering questions, please give them a call at 832-431-6331. I have a lot of callers on the line. Or you can email him. Give your email and your website one more time, Angelo, because I have a lot of callers.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. Love to. You can email me at Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O. At chihomeloans.com. That's Angelo at chihomeloans.com. Or you can go to our website, officialangelochristian.com.
All righty then. Thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's my pleasure. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you guys and take your life to the next level if I can do anything for you. You guys take care. Peace out. Make the most of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, y'all. Y'all got all the informative information. Again, I know you guys wanted to talk to him, but he is available, and he will answer his phone, 832-431-6331, or email him, or definitely check out the website, you guys. He will help you, and I can attest to that. So you're tired of renting, you dream of being a homeowner, definitely give him a call. And Isaiah, I guess I have not impeached you. Can they call in or tell them where they can find us? Do you know where they can find the
OpenTalk2.com
or Spotify? You can check out the show and tune in. You can check out where.
Well, they don't tell me this information. So
I don't pay you for that.
No, you only pay me for
that. Okay, all right. Anyway.
Free labor anyway. So only advertising I know is OpenTalk2.com.
All right. Well, check us out at OpenTalk2 and Friends. Y'all, check us out on YouTube. We have the adult content there. So, listeners, going away with a little bit Brooks and Dunn, y'all. New Moon. Then I'm going to go back to some hip hop. Gonna drop a little South Beat for my Florida boys, y'all. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Your nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited? A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got so deep in this bitch, we getting it. In, ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We.
About 20 deep in these trouble we trust. Screaming fire just to let you know that we ain't no pussy hole. We get out how we live by giving it real, even to our foes. Most of y'all know me. I be that nigga from the fire with that Glock 40. You want a villain, it's a villain in me. That make me snap, crackle, and pop when I'm on that Henny. I wreck shop, it's my job to come harder than the next man. Cause my squad is bigger than the X-Clan. Don't make me sick, I'm on you, get them boys. I can't believe they talking noise. They just don't understand what eat them up like army boys. I just to come up and get done up when you run up on a crew, nigga. By the screw, nigga, you about to die in a few, nigga. Niggas east of me like I'm no fatter. Till I'm coming across their head like
earth.
Like
I'm covered with beepers. They said some sneakers for people. Some situations get deeper, but be prepared with the reaper. My whole squad, some cheapers. We lead them busters, but neepers affiliated with creepers. Forget them tweakers and jeepers. I find my speakers, they love it. Turn up the music in public. The middle fighters, they fuck them. They cross the line and we bust them. I'm so aggressive, keep them cronk though. Slanging them out the trunk though. Uncle for the ghetto, stay commercial for these trunk folks. I caught them with a power line. They never see me coming with it. Caught them with their guards down on trophy. Now I'm running with it. Look out for the album when it drop right in your record store. Cause this is but never we gon' stop, we just gon' pimp them out.
What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out the fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sippin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules, missin'. What you really wanna do with it? Who? Me, boy, I'm out the fool with it. Ooh, we South D got the brew sippin', homie, get your crew. Listen, niggas got the rules.
What they do over here, where you at? They call me the vet. Get animals, take them home, and you can figure the rest. The bigger the pet, that make.
My time. You understand me? It don't matter what you tried to do, you couldn't destroy me. I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
You build me up just to break me down, and it's a miracle I feel to see. You build me up just to break me down.
Can't let these people get the best of me, cause if I do, I probably end up in the minor league. Southie will never crumble up, I throw it up in my hood. It's understood that I'm rhyming for the love of music. Let me influence young people of our generation. Don't get discouraged, lose focus on your occupation. I've been turning around, my label say we couldn't make it. Our time arrived, thank God, man, we finally made it. Hard work, criticism, keep me motivated. Throughout the obstacles I'm facing in this wicked nation. Interviews with the radio station make a nigga proud. I've been grinding for a minute, I can't let them down. Rocking crowds with my southern styles, and now my homies jump around, giving niggas pounds. The funky sounds out to try and keep a nigga pumped. With all my work and dedication, I'll be number one. I'ma be that.
Hip wrecked the mic when I step up in his booth. Thought I was one dimensional with Jay, just the truth. And still in my youth, had the juice to produce. My mama's on the loose, yes, it came from my roots. I hoop and I shoot, wrote rhymes for a reason. The neighborhood demons try to touch us every season. Back in the cut scheme and say the boys will never make it. Second album jamming, now the boys trying to taste it. My heart keep on racing, goosebumps in my skin. Wait for the...
Haters looking at me like I made it. Your downfall is your bad bitch. You should've made it. I ain't waiting for it. I created it. It's a hard work based to build. That's no mistake. I'm a boss bitch that made. Huh? A boss bitch that made. I'm a boss bitch that paid. Credits up, Maserati coupe, no promo. Every day, by like the weekend, on the low though. Getting money fast, I repeat, no show mo. Haters looking at me like I made it. Your downfall is your bad bitch, you should've made it. I ain't waiting for it, I created it. It's a hard work, face the bill, that's no mistake. I'm a boss bitch that's made. A boss bitch that's made. I'm a boss bitch that's paid. Oh, na, 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 na. I've been getting paid, decades in this game. I throw no shade, my only concern is my own thing. But you haters, keep them out the equator. We should keep them out of my circle. No time for luck, so work to do. They always checking up on you. Stalking social media, trying to clone you. Been going so strong, so long on my own too. I've been a boss, I can show you how you're supposed to move. Haters looking at me like I made it. Your downfall is your bad bitch, you should've made it. I ain't waiting for it, I created it. It's a hard work, face the bill, that's no mistake. I'm a boss bitch that's made, huh? A boss bitch that's made. I'm a boss bitch that's paid. Oh, na, 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 na. Haters looking at me like I made it. Your downfall is your bad bitch, you should've made it. I ain't waiting for it, I created it. I'm a boss bitch that's made, huh? A boss bitch that's made. I'm a boss bitch that's paid. Oh, na, 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 na.
All right. That's going to wrap up today's show. Again, if you're tired of renting and you ever dreamed of being a homeowner, again, make sure you email or call Mr. Angelo Christian. He can definitely work things out, try to make things happen for you. So, look, just you have to give it a try and you have to be a believer. Anyway, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. If you want to go recap from the show, we are on TuneIn, we are on Spreaker, we are on YouTube. We have many levels of platforms that you can actually listen to the show. Next week on the show, remember again, going to have ex-race car driver, going to have Danica Patrick, going to have a little women empowerment right here on the show, talking about how she got started in her profession and all that good junk. So definitely check that out. Again, check out me and Mr. Isaiah's podcast at Open Talk 2 and Friends, and he is the friend. So check us out on YouTube, dropping another one tonight, so y'all definitely got to support us on that. And I'm up out of this joint.